Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. We're up to Siman Lamed Zayin. We started Sif Beis. There's a few more points I'd like to add to that. And also I'd like to add some additional points with regards to the concept of Poshe Yisrael B'Gufon, which is actually in Sif Aleph. I'd like to go back to a couple of points here, which I didn't mention yet. We'll afterwards move on to the very fascinating idea of a cotton, of a child. We know there's a mitzvah chinuch that we know applies to any mitzvah. And the question, the very, very important question is, how come that we don't have mitzvahs chinuch with regards to tefillin? Sounds so surprising. We're so used to the idea that a mitzvah boys put on tefillin. But it's really strange. I mean, how come we are not mechanech our children from age, yigyal chinuch, 8 or 10 or whenever it may be? Why don't we mechanech our children to put on tefillin at an earlier age? And we're so used to it, we don't even think about it. Bar mitzvah boys put on tefillin, or maybe a month or two earlier, something which we can address as well. But how come that we don't have the concept of chinuch as we know it in other areas of halacha? So we'll be discussing that. Siman Lamed Ches, which I don't know if we're going to start today, we'll be discussing about the cholim ein, somebody has got stomach problems, and we'll move on then to noshim and avodim. Why is it that women don't put on tefillin? So that will be mitzvah following on. Okay, let's just, if you don't mind, I just want to start again from Sif Aleph, just to see Sif Aleph and Beis together, and then add a couple of points which we didn't mention earlier. So Sif Aleph said the following: Godol tzchar mitzvahs tefillin, very great is the tzchar mitzvahs tefillin. V'chol mishenu minichom, whoever doesn't put on tefillin, u'bichlal poshe Yisrael begufon, is considered a poshe Yisrael, somebody does a great sin in Yisrael, poshe Yisrael begufon, with his body. So we spoke about his unbelievable punishment of to be considered a poshe Yisrael begufon. Some more details is addressed in Sif Katan Gimel Mishneh Berurah. In Sif Katan Gimel Mishneh Berurah says, it brings over here to Chochom Agula, it's two lines. Maybe we should start a little bit earlier. Yeah, maybe let's start from the beginning, maybe that to have the whole Mishneh Berurah clear. Bechol Poshe Yisrael Begufon, Davke She'enu Menichon B'Shvil She'amitzeh B'Zuyo Be'enov. The first opinion Mishneh Berurah said is only when he considered the Poshe Yisrael Begufon. Mishneh Berurah initially said is only if somebody doesn't put on tefillin because the mitzvah is not important in his eyes. If you don't put on tefillin because the mitzvah is not important in your eyes, that's when a person is considered Poshe Yisrael Begufon. Avol, however, Hayor Ela Nichom, somebody doesn't put on tefillin, Mishum the boy Gufnoki, somebody has got, he's a bit nervous about his physical state and he's not sure he's completely clean, and he doesn't feel that he can actually withhold physically himself, and therefore he's not putting on tefillin for that reason, he doesn't put on tefillin because of Gufnoki. Veshalama Yisrael B'Kedusha Kroy, and he's not going to be careful with the Kedusha of the tefillin appropriately. Afal gav, although the averoi, this is an averoi, you mustn't have that approach. The bekal yochal odom lizoyer, certainly a person can easily be careful b'shas kriyas shema, with the time of kriyas shema, with tefillin tefillah. So there's no sufficient reason just to say, oh, I'm not clean enough, I can't hold myself back, I'm not going to be. That's not good enough reason. If a person doesn't put on tefillah at all because of that reason, that's not good enough. So it's a great avera, but it's not considered mikol mokum lo yavi b'chal poishe yisrael begufon. It's not considered poishe yisrael begufon. So although it is wrong to say, oh, I can't put on tefillin, I can't put on tefillin. I don't have a gufnoki. It's wrong to do that because certainly you can put on tefillin just for kiyashma and tefillin. But if that's generally what a person thinks, he's not going to be considered. If that's his agenda, he's not going to say poishe yisrael begufon. It's an avera, but it's not poishe yisrael begufon. Yeah. Stomach issues, Siman Lamed Ches, will address that. Yeah, we'll address that in Siman Lamed Ches. 100%, very interesting topic, very valid point. We'll address that in Siman Lamed Ches. Yeah. V'kol shkenim ha-mitzvah tomit chaviva olof. Certainly if a person is very much machshiv the mitzvah, v'nizor, and he's careful she gufnoki, and he's careful that his body should be clean. Achato, however, now, isli oynes choyli, he's now unwell, he's got physical, well, it actually does touch upon your point, Mr. Vagodi, it does touch on your point. He has got an oynes choyli, he is now an oynes, and he's unable to put on tefillin because he genuinely feels that he can't do it. She'en gufnoki, his body's not clean. Lekule alma, according to all opinions, ein olof, din poish yisol, he's not going to say the Poshe Yisrael. So we're going to address that in Lamed Ches in greater detail. But if somebody genuinely is not clean and he can't even do Shema and Shmoyne Esra, he just can't do it in a clean state, then he's generally exempt. He's certainly considered a poshi yisrael begufon. Veda, and says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kosev Bach, the Bach writes, the afili mein hamitzvah b'zuyu b'einov, the Bach disagrees. And he said, according to the opinion of the Bach, if whatever the reason is why you're not putting on tefillin, ach mimaneh malanichom b'tei bittel melocha, oisha hefsin moment, if a person is just too busy, say, for instance, he's working too hard, and think about the winter months where there's only a few hours a day you can put on tefillin, and in the morning when he goes off to work, can't put on tefillin yet, and in the evening when he comes back, can't put on tefillin anymore, and he just hasn't got the time, and if he's not putting on tefillin because of that reason, says that machmas atzlo, because he's just lazy, gam kei nu bichlal poish yisrael begufon, just because you say, I'm busy working, I'm afraid I haven't got time to put on tefillin, yes, it's considered poish yisrael begufon, no excuses. There is certain levels of differences in punishment. Now, the next three lines of Mishnah Berurah are widely quoted. This is a great Techocha, this is Musa. Lois nanoshim to those people. These are people who are not careful about the exact place of the tefillin. We've spoken numerous times about this, whether it's a tefillin shel Rosh, whether it's tefillin shel Yad. If the mokem anoch, the place of tefillin is not absolutely correct, Vigam Shalyat, and also on Tfilin Shalyat, and Munach on the Kemu Kedin is not placed appropriately. The Aloize, Kemi Shaloy Miniach, it's as if somebody didn't put on Tfilin at all. And therefore, he's considered as if, as he adds now the next line, Vikvazir is Alze, and Gam Kanusona, Primogodim Michlal Chavzain, the Primogodim writes about this already, Michlal Chavzain, Shekos Sav Sham, the writes there, that Tfilin Shemunach and Shaloy Minkoimon, Tfilin are placed in the wrong place, Harem Kemunachim, Bekisan, as if he's actually in your pocket. So the point that the Mishnah Berurah is making over here is that if you're not careful to put the tefillin in the right place, not only that you're failing to fulfill the mitzvah, the great choshev mitzvah tefillin, but besides that, a person who's not careful about the placement of the tefillin is actually probably going to be on the level of poshi yisrael begufon. That is the meaning of the Mishnah Berurah. That if somebody's not careful, even if it's if it's not careful, it's tefillin ends up not being in the right place, according to many shittas, he's a poshi yisrael begufon, according to the Mishnah Berurah. It's quite scary, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. Now, what exactly is that to be poshi yisrael begufon? What does that mean? So what does that mean? You're not getting dessert? What does that mean? What is it? What is the ramification? What does it mean to be a poshi yisrael begufon? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Dala begufon. V'dinoi posuk b'shas Rosh Hashanah Zayin. His halacha is gepaskent in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The afilim which beinoni, we know it's very relevant for these days now in Elul. A person is beinoni, if a person has got chatzim mitzvahs and chatzim averos, somebody's got half mitzvahs and half averos. Very interesting sugya. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva is fascinating to learn. It's really fascinating. If a person is a beinoni, he's got mechtzes, chuyos, mechtzes, averes. The dark of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the normal approach of the Ribbono Shel Olam is lehato is a kafta bechesed, to turn this and to lean towards chesed. And Ribbono Shel Olam has got rachmim on people are exactly half. But mekiven shenimtza b'soich avoy noisav, since this avera of he's got one avera amongst him which is poshi yisrael begufon, then So if somebody's got half, he's got basically half mitzvah, half avera, generally speaking, he's doing okay. Half mitzvah, half avera. So generally, the Ribbono Shel Olam then has got his matter klape chesed, and he says, okay, fine, we'll pass on him for positive outcome. We'll judge him favorably. However, if amongst his averas he's got an avera which is then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, that's it. And he goes right into Gehenna Machmon and Itzlan. So this is how severe a Poshe Yisrael Begufon is. And more than that, if Chas Shalom is even worse, there's got more Averis than Tchuyas. Nidoin Begehenna is judged again, Mute Beis Chodesh, 12 months. And that we know that's the worst the person can have. And after his Gufon, Kole, his bodies disintegrates. When Ishmael and Israel and the Shoma burns, Vuach Mefazeres, Alfron and the wind blows away the remains, Tachas Kapos Ragli Tzadikim, under the dust of the shoes of Tzadikim. But of course, the positive ending of this is, Vayan Shom B'Toysifus, Toysifus says that, Kol Zeh B'Sharos HaTshuva, is only if a person has non-tshuva. If a person does tshuva, of course we all know, tshuva is the key to everything. So he says, so we know obviously that the rule in Kol HaTorah Kula that the Avera is always outbalanced by its mitzvah. It's always counterbalanced. So if you know that the Avera is very severe, you can see from that the mitzvah is very, very great, and vice versa. So since we know that the severity of the aver is so great, so to the reward of the mitzvah is absolutely outstanding, is amazing. So lachen, therefore, a person should be extremely careful. Liknois tefillin mesoifa mumche, a person should buy tefillin from a great soifa. V'yireh shemayim, and yireh shemayim v'val teure, and a person has got teure in here, a ben teure. V'chein retzuas, and simply retzuas, that's very nogia these days. The retzuas controversy very recently. V'chein retzuas yikne me'ish, when you buy the retzuas, don't just say, oh, it's what retzuas, it's a beer or leather, what, who cares? Retzuas also yikne, should be purchased mishnemon from a trustworthy person. Kidei in order should be certain, it should be sure. Shenevdu lishman, they were processed lishman. Ma'oros tohoros from tohoros animals. Vechimi ki mishu miniach tefillin psulim. So a person doesn't put on tefillin which are kosher, apostle loy levar. Not only shenem mikayma mitzvah, he doesn't you know, fulfilling this precious mitzvah. Elashem vorch kama vekama brachos levatola. He's also additionally to that, he's also making brachos levatola shu oven god, which is a great avera. When we say no rabbi, finished off the Mishneh Berurah, and with our great sin, Hamachshelo, b'mashakonim tefillin retzuas memandu, people just buy tefillin retzuas from anyone, lefi shemoichim bezor, because they're a bit cheaper, just go for the cheaper version, without investigating exactly who that vendor is, v'rubonenu merubon, and sometimes the tefillin, they are therefore not absolutely square, which we saw is a problem, halacha mesh mesinai. But yesterday we've got additional problems as well, shemotzu behem es sivoson, additional things that you can't even see because they only happen once they are written. V'chol yireh shemayim mitnei libo, and therefore a person should really make sure that he buys it of a trustworthy sofer or soicher. And then he adds a bit of a musaf vort as well. Imal mabusha vekelov, whom had the shukas ikuna person. If a person is careful about his house, and his belongings, and his furniture, and his clothing should be nice. Mikolchken, even more so, bechavtze shamayim. A person, when it comes to the items which are for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, tzamtzem, shouldn't be stingy. Vyochos alakesef, shouldn't worry about the money. Elo only, yahad aliknois oison. He should be careful to buy. Even a bit more expensive, and sure to get a better quality one. Right. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah says, and he finishes off. Chosav da'ki Moshe b'shem Motche, da'ki Moshe writes in the Mevotche. Yesh leizoyer lehadar tefillin. No person should buy beautiful tefillin. Shenema zekeli v'anveu. As the post said, zekeli v'anveu, and certainly that includes tefillin as well. Tanya shekosav lavlo uman b'ksav noy v'yidyoy noy. Should be nice ink and nice writing. V'kulmus noy. V'klofim noy. Nice cloth. So we're seeing a bit the importance of really ensuring that the tefillin are absolutely mehuda and they're in a very good quality. Otherwise, chas v'shalom, person may end up not only doing a great averis, but he may actually end up in the category of poshe sol begufon. We spoke about Seif Beis briefly. I want to briefly run through it. Mitzvos and liyosim v'kol hayom. Mitzvah is that it should be on a body at all times. Avon b'nei shetzichim gufnoki, but there is a requirement that a gufnoki should afiach b'hem v'shol yasiach taiter mihem. A person should not even be siach tas from them. Ve'en kol odim yochel izoy b'hem. Nobody is able to do so. No good custom is shol yalichom kol hayom. They shouldn't be worn the entire day. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, tzorich kol odim. Every person must be lezoy b'hem, should be careful. Yosim olav, they should be on him. On him b'shas kiyashma b'tfilah. So at the very least, hand them on kiyashma b'tfilah. But certainly our minig is to have a bit more than that. Right, okay, this is the halacha with regards to bare minimum is to have during Kriyas Shema and Tefillah. For many doiras, it has to be emphasized, for many doiras, for many centuries, Yidden wore tefillin for the entire day. It seems to be only a few hundred years old that people don't only put on for Kriyas Shema and Tefillah, or for davening for that matter. For many, many, many years, he didn't want to finish the entire day, but now it's just we're unable to be careful, and at the very least, for Esach Hadas. Continues to see if Gimel and that addresses the point of a cotton of a bar mitzvah. Rabbi, isn't that interesting? What's the reason, Taka, as you mentioned earlier, what's the reason why there is no chinuch as we find in other areas? Why, when, how old is you give your son a lulav? How old is he? 8 years old? Yeah, you give him a lulav? Or things? 8 years old, give. Matzahs, you for sure gave him, right? Well, what, why don't you give him a tefillin? Yeah.
Because with tzitzis and lulavim, if you do it wrong, then there's no avera with tefillin.
What's the difference? What's the avera do you have by tefillin?
Is there?
Pardon?
Is there an avera
Is there an Avera? Well, there is an Avera of Bochel of Atola, but that same Avera, you're probably going to have of a Bochel of Atola, if you're not fulfilling Mitzvah Tzitzis appropriately, it's going to be the same Bochel of Atola too. Not sure yet.
So,
Bizoyan. You're saying you're not worried about Bizoyan with you're not worried about Bizoyan with regards to Lulav.
Lulav is a branch which you use it to make a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
But after
you're finished with it, if you want, you can really put it in the bin. Right.
You don't, it's better not to.
Yeah? You're saying that the Chashash Bizoyan. Chashash Bizoyan. The
natural filling of
Kodesh. The disrespect. Yeah? What do you think? Svora? Could be? Interesting. Well, it's good to have great kavanas, but for us poshter people, using hes chadash, lack of hes, oh, that's interesting. So Rabbi Kagan says that there is a problem, we know there's a problem of hes chadash, as we just learned, nine save base, that a person, whilst he wears a tefillin, he must be mesiach das, his mind has to be on tefillin. So that can be expected of a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, but anything below that is going to be the threat. Certainly under bar mitzvah, or under 10, on 8, it's very hard, it's probably, you can't expect the child not to be mesiach das. Right? Okay, so you're saying that, therefore, you're right. So they couldn't be there, so he's saying that, are you asking or are you answering? Right. So the camp, there's no.
But, perforce, you're going to have Mesiach Das if Hesach Das, if you don't have any Das.
Right.
And people don't have Das until they're.
Good. Very good. So that's interesting. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's not far from. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Seif Gimel. Cotton, Hayudea Lishmoir Tfilin Betahara. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that a child who is able to keep and safeguard a tefillin b'tahara in purity, shelo yishan, I cannot sleep, that will not sleep, shelo yafiach b'hem, he will not pass wind, shelo yafiach b'hem, I'm just skipping, actually, we might as well see the words of the Ramah, according to Alpin, v'shelo yidikonis, lein beis hakise, will not go into beis hakise with those tefillin, if he's able to do so, again, katan ayodea lishmer tefillin b'tahara, a child who is able to look after the ketush of tefillin, lo yishan, he won't sleep, shall afiach, when he won't be mefiach. For shall he connect the Beis HaKisa, and he won't go into the Beis HaKisa with those tefillin, whilst wearing those tefillin. Chayev, oviv, his father is obligated. Likno yisle tefillin to buy him, tefillin lechan choy for mitzvah chinuch. Rabbi Yisai, what age is this? 12? But around 12-ish? We'll get to that shortly, mitzvah Hashem. I want to get to that point. If not tonight, then tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem. We will get to that. We will get to that. No. Rabbi Yisai.
13.
Says the Ramo, V'yesh oyimim, some say, the high cotton, this is not true. There is no obligation of chinuch at that level that we just mentioned now, Shulchan Aruch. Tavka kshu ben yud gimel, it's when he's 13 years old, yud gimel shonim, v'yoyim echad, it's when he's 13 years and 1 day old. V'chei noagu, and that is the minig ben lishanos, and it is not right to change that minig. We have got the machloek Shulchan Aruch in Ramah. According to Shulchan Aruch, the right time to put on tefillin is when he is able to look after the ketush of the tefillin. It doesn't mention Hesach Adas, but it's not far from that. It's talking about the ketush of the tefillin. He won't sleep in it. He won't take them into the, by mistake, into the toilet. And he's able to look after the ketush of the tefillin to a basic level. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Ramah says no. No, there's no chinuch then. The chinuch doesn't start then. The chinuch starts when he's 13 years old, exactly. Before that, not. Very good. Very, very good. Very beautiful question. Very beautiful question. Dr. Semler asked, what's pshat in the whole idea of chinuch? It's a catch-22 type of thing. Because chinuch finishes, according to many shitters, that's good news for some of us, chinuch finishes when the child turns 13 years old. That's really when chinuch, well, chinuch doesn't really stop. My mother says she's still trying to get me somewhere. But chinuch really halachically finishes when by mitzvah. So says Dr. Semler, he says, well, that doesn't really make sense, says the Ramah at first glance. That Yeshayim, the high cotton, said, what is an obligation to to get him to put on tefillin when he's bar mitzvah, well, post bar mitzvah there's no chiyuv chinuch anymore. So that kasha is according to the Rambam, because Shulchan Aruch is not shver, because the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is probably prior to that. To answer that question, just because Bialoch speaks about this very similar point, so according to our opinion, what it's actually very meduyik, the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Have you noticed what it says? Chayev aviv liknos lo tefillin lechan choy. So what does that imply? What does that mean? Chayev aviv, the father's obligate, liknos lo tefillin. So it's all about, yet again, it's all about, you have an obligation to buy him tefillin. But it's true, more than that is not your obligation. So you don't have to actually, the chiyuv is that as he reaches his bar mitzvah, you have an obligation to have provided him with tefillin. But past that, sort yourself out. So that's a very, very interesting point that you're making. Very interesting point. That could be, according to the Rambam, that your obligation is actually to provide him with tefillin. Interesting. Right, let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kotten Ches. Koidim lachein, ein reshai le'aniach tefillin. Before that, he's not allowed to put on tefillin. So prior to chinuch age, you haven't got the right to put on tefillin. Ve'lav chinuch, it's not considered chinuch. So before he's able to look after the tefillin, you mustn't give him tefillin. Lechan chosif kotten test, mitzvah zanachos, mitzvah of putting them on. V'lochein le'lamdo yadinim anitzrochim lo zeh. Now, this Baruch Shem, beautiful. It's really beautiful. Achshir adore. I remember how I was taught to put on tefillin. Nowadays, it's so beautiful. The schools take a great achayas nowadays. What is it that is much beautiful the way the schools now and these various programs and organizations are really they mechanach the children. It's really beautiful how much they're trained now. They prepare to bar mitzvah, how they know the halachas of putting on tefillin. There's so many of them, and this is what the Mishnah will address over here. That there's also lelamdo yadinim anitzochim lozeh. There's also an obligation to actually teach the halachas to some extent to a bar mitzvah boy. Seif Kotten Yud. That's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. Dafke. V'koydim lachen, before that, ein menicha lilboish tefillin afilu im yirtze. Before bar mitzvah, even if he's a very firm 12-year-old, he says, "Daddy, daddy, I really want to put on tefillin." You say, "No, no, you can't. You can't. You can't." Koydim lachen, ein menicha. You mustn't let him lilboish tefillin. You're not allowed to let him put on tefillin, even if you want. The bevada in yodeh lishmer tefillin, because he's unable to look after tefillin. Ben Yud Gimel Shanim Afilu Hainu Afilim Lo Evir Shtei Saris. Even if there's no Shtei Saris, we are relying on Chazaka, and by 13 he certainly puts on tefillin. So just to answer that question, the point is, the reason why we don't put on tefillin prior to bar mitzvah is, according to Rama, because we assume that he cannot be shoymed tefillin b'kedusha and b'tahara. He can be, before that we're assuming that he can't look after his body so well. He can't, so therefore we don't, so really, it's all about that the age of chinuch hasn't started yet. So in other words, to rephrase it, it actually is very similar to any other areas of halacha. When it comes to dalet minim, it's no rocket science to do nanuim, and as soon as the 8-year-old, 6-year-old can do it, how old can you do nanuim? Sort of, you know. Yeah, 7, 8. So from that age, we start on put on. We give it. Similarly with all the mitzvahs, whenever they are ready to do so physically, that's when mitzvahs chinuch start. So that actually is very similar to tefillin, because before 13, we assume that he can't actually look after himself so well, and therefore he doesn't put on tefillin. So it's actually very similar, yeah.
There's no mitzvahs chinuch at all. It's just a mitzvah on the boy. Not boy anymore, but it's a mitzvah to him to wear tefillin. There's no mitzvah on the father.
Liknos le tefillin.
Liknos, but there's no mitzvah for the chinuch.
You mean after bar mitzvah?
According to Ramah, yeah. After bar mitzvah.
Yeah, correct. Which leads us to the final point I want to make, which is Sifkot Yud Beis. V'chein noagu, v'achshav noagu laniach shnei moshloish hachadoshim koedim azman. It's brought down in many poskim, and Ashok Shulchan also speaks about this, that 2 to 3 months before that, there is a minhag to put on tefillin, v'ayim b'v'ralocha. Not everybody has got that minhag. Some people have the minhag to put on tefillin. a month, some have 2 months, some have 3 months. There's no right and wrong, it's minhagim. Some have a minhag to only start on that very day. It's hard to, the reason why it seems that the poskim discuss having started 2-3 months earlier, 1-3 months earlier, is actually just to the child to get used to it, to do it properly by the time of. It's not because we assume that is. It's not because really the chinuch is there, but just want, that's how long it takes for to train a child. We know that to put on tefillin is not that easy, so we want to make sure that by when it comes to his actual real chiyuv, he knows how to do it well and it comes smooth. It comes naturally, so that's why we need a few, month or two, a couple of months to train the boys in before that. That's where it comes from. So that's why there's a bit of a machlokes with regards to brocha. The minhagim vary with regards to brocha, with these 1, 2, or 3 months beforehand, there's various minhagim with regards to brocha. Some say don't make a brocha because you are, it's not a real chiyuv, and the chiyuv only starts about a mitzvah, therefore don't make a brocha. Others say, well, we want to be mechanech with regards to the brocha as well. And therefore, some actually make a bracha during those 1, 2, 3 months before you start as well. But it's a minhagim and everything should do, everybody should do according to his own minhag. Very interesting that it's brought down in the early achronim, in the early poskim. There's a minhag that goes to yesoimim. That yesoimim, it's fencing, it's a minhag that is brought down in early achronim. That yesoimim nebuch, boys who don't have parents, whether it's mina'av or mina'im, who lost their parents, is a very interesting minhag that is brought down that they start upon their 12th birthday. Fascinating. And the person can discuss it as to whether that's right or wrong, but that's certainly a minute which is brought down. That's very interesting. Right. There's another point which I'm just going to mention very briefly with regards to Shechionu, with regards to Bar Mitzvah boys. Should they make Shechionu? When actually should they make a Shechionu? Should they make a Shechionu when they put on? But if it's, I'm just mentioning it over here because if you have that meaning of starting, putting on tefillin 3 months earlier, 2 months or 1 month earlier, does it really make sense to make a Shechionu at that stage? Yes or no? I mean, it's vote to say, does it make sense to start to make a Shechionu before your Chiyuv? Not really. Doesn't really. But does it make sense to just make a Shechionu when it's your Bar Mitzvah? It's not the first time you're fulfilling the Mitzvah, and it's not new tefillin. So it's a bit of an issue as to whether you can make Shechionu then. So it's a bit of an issue. Yeah.
I heard if you saw the Simcha putting them on.
Good. But that's only true if you haven't put them on for 3 months. If you've worn him for 3 months, it's a bit of a problem. Hagon Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyebach Zichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Vachu once again was shining Goynes, so I gave a very good Eitzah, and he said that the father should give him the tefillin, if you have the minhag of starting and putting on 2-3 months before that, should give him the tefillin, but not be machne to him. Tell him it's mine. It's mine, it's not yours. And the haknos should only take place on the day of the Bar Mitzvah, then according to all opinions, he make a brach of Shechionu. What a beautiful Goynes by Hagon Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyebach Zichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Vachu. Pardon? When you suit and we have that in mind, that's nice, yeah? Just to recap what we learned tonight, we spoke a little bit more about the concept of poshe yisrael begufon. We spoke about machloekes achronim mishtabu sifkot and gimel, asked when is actually poshe yisrael begufon. If a person has got a reason why he cannot put him on, is it considered a poshe yisrael begufon or not? Mishtabu seems to pass kanaloch lemaisa, whatever your svarid, whatever your reason is, if you're not putting your tefillin on, you're considered a poshe yisrael begufon. That's what it sounds like. Therefore, he says a person should be particularly careful with regards to mokom anochas tefillin. We spoke about the punishment of poshe yisrael begufon, the nebuch is burnt, and the ephon kolah, and rachmon and itzlan, all the terrible things. Therefore, a person should be particularly careful to buy the tefillin of a very, very trustworthy source. We then moved on and spoke about a cotton, a yudea, lishma, a tefillin. Shulchan Aruch's opinion is as early as a boy is able to look after the tefillin, he should put them on. The Ramah disagrees and he says a person should only start putting on tefillin by Bar Mitzvah 13 in 1 day. And that's how the Ramah paskens and one shouldn't change that. We spoke a little bit about the minhagim of Mishnah Berurah mentions about starting 1, 2, or 3 months earlier, and everyone should do according to his own minhag, and we'll carry on in Mitzvah Simin Lamed Ches tomorrow.